the prototype that we worked on is modular. And what that means is you're able to reconfigure the drone and add different modules based on the needs, which is perfect for people who are on the field in the context of disasters, so they can easily configure the drone to meet the needs.
So how is this drone going to be used?
The use cases that we've been exploring is specifically in the context of emergency response and disaster management. So, for instance, in the first 72 hours of the disaster, you need to see what buildings are still in existence, where people can go for shelter. You'd be able to put a camera module on the drone and have it fly out and get this information. But it could also be used to do delivery. So, for instance, you could take out the camera module and you could put in another module that could have approximately a payload of 3 kilograms and could be used to deliver medicines or other emergency relief goods.
Where do you envisage this drone being used mainly?
Especially in developing nations, I feel that this drone would be very useful. Since it's 3D printed, it's easy to maintain the drone, especially if any part breaks, it's easy to reprint a piece. And the prototype that we worked on was around $150 to make, which is great, especially for developing nations, because cost is always a concern.
Drones get a lot of bad publicity in the media, don't they? What are people saying about your project?
I think people are very excited about the work that we're doing, especially because of what we can do in terms of humanitarian drones and the impact it could have, especially in getting people the help that they need in a disaster.
And what attracted you to developing this particular type of drone?
The way that I envisioned it when we were doing the designs was something that was easy to use, that was low cost, and that was definitely accessible. And I think that's why the advantage of 3D printing is that it can be done anywhere as long as there's a 3D printer. And since the parts are easy to put together, it's something that anyone on the field could easily put together. And depending on what mission they wanted to complete, they were able to do so. It was really the concept of having a drone that can do more than one mission is what inspired me to work on such a modular drone.
And what happens next?
I have this wonderful opportunity from the UNICEF innovation team to explore the use cases and future possibilities of drones. And basically what that means is I get to do research and development to see how we can get this technology out on the field.